hello there, ladies and gentlemen, but not all the ladies and gentlemen. We are having a nightmare here. I'll bring the lads in. For some reason, we are not broadcasting on YouTube.
YouTube, yeah.
We'll not connect.
You're on Twitter. So,
yeah, we're on Twitter, and we are on... one second here. Good evening, everyone. Everyone's putting it here. We're having troubles. Someone's put, no, it's called off. Hang on. I have to put it.
It's the water in the system.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're a bit late on because we had to shovel a bit of water off the pitch, like.
Well, I mean, we're going to have to, pardon me. We're going to have to try and get YouTube on in the background while we're talking, but what a nightmare this is. But what a nightmare the week has become from being absolutely amazing at getting to Wembley, you know, on Saturday. We have found ourselves in a real fixture backlog with the game against Aldershot being postponed, and we still kind of get this one on live. I'm just going to have to go on the chat on the StreamYard thing here and tell everybody that we are on Facebook. Still, someone's put Davey's still drying out his equipment. One second, we are live.
Well, the creek without a paddle.
We are. We've never had this trouble before, have we?
Should me and Mickey talk, or do you want to, Mickey? Do you want to sing or dance or something?
No, I don't want to sing or dance.
Yeah. Well, there's not much to sing and dance about, really, after what happened. Let's start the show properly now, because obviously people will be coming over, hopefully from. The YouTube, where they were sitting and waiting. You know, look, great week on Saturday. Wembley again, absolute scenes, you know, a great game. Well, wind had it say. And then we move forward into this, and someone texting there. And we move forward into this now, and it's become an absolute nightmare. The fixture backlog with Aldershot being called off at the last minute last night. They worked absolute wonders on the pitch. And I've got a little video here of what the pitch looked like. As I say, this is what the pitch looked like after they had finished when they were doing the inspection. Now, to the naked eye, that looked, not too shabby, did it? Considering what it was like earlier in the afternoon with the torrential rain and downfall, we cannot get on. I'm still trying to get us on YouTube while I'm talking.
Considering it's April and it's had a full football season, that looked in good condition. You know, obviously, I can't see the underground water.
This video will demonstrate why the referee ultimately called it off. I know there's lots of things online saying that Aldershot didn't want to play. That's their prerogative, unfortunately. Was it gamesmanship? I don't know. We can't really hazard a guess on that. But this video will demonstrate that parts of the pitch were all right. You'll see a ball kicked across, I think, by Carl Magny, and then you'll see the referee throw a ball up in the air and how it dies on the pitch. So have a little look at this.
No.
Well, there you go. You've seen the ball across does bounce and run. The ball, there was about several areas on the pitch where it did just splat and stop. In context of what we've seen over the years, it wasn't that bad. But that's the level and standards that they play to now, even in non-league, that they want the pitches to be pristine. And of course, there is player safety. I know Mickey's shaking his head. But, I mean, you can't force people to go there.
If you played football as a kid and going up through the ranks, you'll have played on much worse pitches than that. I'm sorry. I totally empathise with the trip that Aldershot fans have made. I totally empathise with that. 6 hours to get called off, 20 minutes, anybody would be raging.
Yeah.
But have a go. Have a go. If it gets abandoned, then you tried. Didn't even try. They didn't even want to try. And Widdrington's a chicken shit. I'm sorry. He's really wound us up. He didn't even go on the pitch. He was scared to get his shoes muddy. Sorry. Like, they could, that game could have been played. Look at Farsley Celtic a couple of seasons ago. It started exactly the same as that. Yeah, it cut up and it was a nightmare to play on. But both teams got on with it. One of their players said he would have played on it.
Yeah.
There was at least 4 of ours who I spoke to said they would play on it. One man holding it up and he knows who he is. And if he denies it, I'll show you're a liar.
Yeah, well, as I say, my heart goes out to the Wii fans. It's
totally and utterly. I completely empathise with them. But you've got everyone there. Give it a go. If it gets abandoned, then fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's mistakes on both sides. The communication from the club was crap as well. Yeah, they kept in touch with Aldershot, but there was nothing. Fans were asking all day. Both sets of fans were asking about what was happening.
I think it was just as annoying because obviously we, rightly so, had criticised Fylde for their lack of communication to our fans for travelling to Fylde, and then we go and do it ourselves. And it was disappointing. It didn't paint the club in a good picture, a good light. I mean, they came out with a statement late last night about they were in contact with Aldershot. 9:30, the first pitch inspection was done, and they said it was fine, and then we talked to them throughout the day. That's fine. But you've got honest people who have spent a lot of money. We've been there. We've done it. You know, we've spent a lot of money traveling, and you know, it's the players and the managers. They're going to be fine. It's the fans who spend.
You know, I hate to say this, but I think there's a little bit of a north-south divide here, especially the way it was picked up in some areas of the media. The same thing happened to us. Okay, it wasn't 300 miles, but it was a 300-mile round trip going down to Fylde. Just because a game got called off just before the game had happened, it's happened to Rangers today, hasn't it? Their game's been called off, I think.
Yep.
So it's not this outcry of outrage. Yes, it's unfortunate. Yes, it's frustrating. It's even more frustrating for us at the minute because of the backlog of fixtures. But I didn't see non-league news or the Sun reporting about us getting to the game an hour before and having it called off as well. So, that kind of thing.
The Sun blaming us for sending them abuse when quite clearly you can hear it's a Southern accent that's shouting abuse at Sonia.
Yeah, so it's crazy.
But never, the Sun's always been the same, hasn't it? Never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Right, yeah.
Look at the way it went on about Hillsborough.
It's not good enough for putting your fish and chips in. But if you all just join us, of course,
using the bog roll there.
Yeah, get the print on your bum. We've got obviously problems tonight. We can't get on YouTube for whatever reason. I don't know. I will upload this show onto YouTube. For people that watch it back. But obviously, I know we've lost a few people that said obviously they don't either have Twitter or Facebook, which we understand. But we will put the show up later. It has been a bit of a chaotic start because of that. But welcome to the Heed Army podcast. It feels such a dour time because obviously we've got the games next week as it stands before the Aldershot game is rearranged. We presume it's going to be Thursday. We've got another game tomorrow on Thursday, this Thursday evening, away to AFC Fylde. And to, add fuel to the fire, they've put up, there's another pitch inspection tomorrow. And I know for a fact that it is torrential rain down in the northwest at this moment in time. It has been all day.
It's only going to get only our problems will only get worse. I mean, if that's called off tomorrow night,
we know they can't extend the season. They can't extend the season because the playoffs are a set date. The finals are a set date. So what happens? I mean, because
are we going to be playing Saturday or Sunday?
We might have to. I think we're going to have to. I think that's what's going to happen. The gate said we're going to be playing, a couple of games in 24 hours. I think that's definitely going to be on the cards, especially if that game falls.
I have seen that, by the way. Conference many years ago, we played away to Bath on the Saturday and away to Merthyr on the Sunday. I stayed overnight and went to both games. But then we didn't have games on a Tuesday and a Thursday, which is what we're going to.
It's an absolutely crazy running. And I mean, I think I was speaking to you, Davey, before all of this hoo-ha. If you had said what position we'd be in with before that the Aldershot game was called off at York, when we lost down there, you wouldn't believe it, would you? So it just shows you what a strange season it's been. But we'll try and get onto the positives as well. Of course, we are going back to Wembley, May the 11th. amazing stuff. Obviously, it was a relief to get through the game. It was different emotions this time, not because we're used to getting there, but because of the manner of the game. It was different, obviously, with penalty shootout the last time, and it was very tense. But this one, I think the wind obviously had a massive factor in it. I'll put the highlights up in the background while we're talking about it.
Well, the elements affect us again, it was rain on Tuesday night, wind on Saturday.
That's it.
Probably snow, but at Chesterfield.
Yeah, well, just before I put this on, could everyone that's tuning in now that's come over to the other platforms, please share it and tell people that there's a problem with YouTube and we can't broadcast live on there so other people can find us where we're still live, of course. It's very frustrating. Like, as I say, we went live and we didn't know until it got loads of warnings saying it isn't broadcasting. And that's why it was a bit of a strange start, because I didn't think we were live, but we were live on two other places. Right, I'll get this up. Obviously, the wind on Saturday was absolutely amazing. There's one way to put it. It was a game.
Perfect kite flying weather.
Oh, it certainly was. I mean, I'll put us down here at the bottom.
I think one of you lads had said that, there was a risk it could have been called off during the game because of the wind. It was so strong.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, those times, I mean, you even see it in the highlights here that when the ball's kicked, it goes behind the person that kicked it. it's so extreme. But I mean, I don't want to put any, call Macclesfield, but I don't think they give it a real go, if I'm honest.
Second half, when they got the goal back, they did.
Yeah.
But in the first half, I was like, Davey, Ed Francis was stood in acres and no one was closing down.
Well, for one-off semi-final, like a chance to go to Wembley, they just sort of sat off us. And it was like, well, you'd be going blood and thunder at us. Why sit off? You've got 90 minutes to get to Wembley. Go for it. And as you said, Mickey, they just let Ed Francis dictate in the centre. And you think, you don't do that,
Yeah. But I mean, Ben Warman getting the goal there, obviously man of the match performance, did very well. But Dijon was fantastic as well, influential in both goals. And you can see why Derby are excited about him, but other clubs are looking at him as well.
Oh, is that right? Oh, I'll not say who,
but I was told when I was sat at the commentary desk, a scout come over from a local football club. They were looking at him. So,
wow, yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised. He's only 18, and he's not the full package yet.
All about that. That's beautiful what he did there. Look at that, three players, lays it off. Hannon going for the spectacular. Why not? We can say that now, but at the time it was like, oh, we should have pulled that back. Yeah. But look, we're through. That's the main thing. One thing I will say is, massive, great following from Macclesfield as well.
Stars as well.
Yeah, and the crowd as well. 2,300 in the gated end. Amazing stuff. Let's hope we can get. You hope for a good crowd, but we've got a lot of games coming. It's expensive. And I mean, we've all had these conversations in private, the playoffs and stuff. I mean, if we have a game in the playoffs away, I'm not going to be able to afford to do it because I need the money if we get to Wembley, because it is going to be very expensive to do two trips. And we'll probably all get into the conversation of that later on when it comes to the time of the playoffs. But that's a worry as well. I mean, it's financially, this is going to be an expensive week for Gated fans, even if for the home games.
Wembley twice, and I'm not going to lie to anybody at all. And I'm having severe doubts about whether I can do two. I'm definitely doing the trophy, but I really can't afford to go to the if we get the playoff final, it's gonna break my heart. But there's nothing I can do. I haven't got the money to do. It's as simple as
it's,
the reality.
It's a little bit scary, the thought of it, but you just hope.
I mean, if they want to be second report and I can with Davy, and then by all counters in.
we'll sneak in under someone's coat, but
that's a big coat. Sneak me under it.
That's a conversation for if and when the playoff picture happens, because obviously we're not there yet. It looks good. Look, going to Wembley again, amazing stuff. May the 11th, it's gonna be fantastic. I think Gateshead fans now can enjoy it more. This one. I know that one. I thought it was coming in. I said it's going in off the back of his back here.
Yeah.
The spin on it. I think the number.
The wind kept it as well.
Possibly, but go to Wembley this time. We can. Obviously, it's still amazing to go. It'll never ever be lost on me. We could go every year, and I would still be. This is Wembley. This is Gateshead.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
I'll tell you the best thing about. Full time on Saturday.
What?
I was there with three people who've been through the mill, done the hard yards. You, Davey.
Yeah.
We've all been through the hard yards together, and I had Steely sitting next to us, and it just felt a bit more special that the three were actually there.
Yeah.
And we've done the hard yards, you know what I mean? It made a little bit more special for me, to be honest. And
when the game finished and Mark had to quickly dash off to get some interviews and photos down the front, I obviously ended the broadcast and I burst into tears and I was like, oh, and then Ben Clark come past and goes, there you go, Davey, we're doing it again and stuff. And it, just special little moments like that. That's what I was just like, oh, and it was just nice to sit there and cry and look at the people around us enjoying it. And I was like, this is what it's about.
It was like relief as well, wasn't it? I mean, you know, we were the better team. We did dominate, but it just could have just taken another wind fluke goal and it was 2-2, wasn't it? So, you know, and it was just, I didn't enjoy that last 15 minutes. I really didn't. And then, we were the better team. Of course we were, but I just didn't enjoy them last 15.
And I would say Patrick stories, but shame to sour the mood because of last night. But what a day Saturday it was. Playoffs are so close now. It's just amazing. I don't know who this is that sent this, because obviously we don't normally broadcast to the Facebook group.
That was in, by the way, that chance from Macclesfield. I thought that was in.
There was a collective swearing by me and Steely at the same time.
not repeatable on the podcast. Yeah.
Well, let's just see it ring with Duck.
I got a message here from Paul Doolan, and he's played Sunday before the break, Saturday, Sunday, back in the day, Dartford on the Saturday and Dagenham on the Sunday.
Yeah, I'm Paul, right?
And we've got Facebook user who, if anyone's watching on the group and you send a message in, please put your name on it. If for some reason it just doesn't bring the names over from there. Hello, gents. Decided to come over to Facebook for the first time in years. This couple of days has been well. How can you put it? Interesting. I would say that Wembley bound for the second year is the main one, but not buzzing for the second one with all the beef between Gateshead and Aldershot supporters. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I thought it was the Aldershot fans were all right. I know there's beef online and keyboard warriors and a lot of young lads are, you know, trying to stick up for the club, but just let it go. It is what it is now, and we've got Vanessa.
I've sourced a cannon to fire Tommy Widdrington back. I'll show you the picture after the podcast, lads.
We've got evening all Wembley. It certainly is.
Congratulations, Vanessa.
Aye.
Yeah. Wickham. Aye. Coming up short to we're going to see a world class goal or a world class fluke?
Let's just see a very late goal.
It was a cross. It was a cross. Yeah, it was.
Never seen wind like it. Bit worrying for the sub when the sub bench flipped. Yeah, because obviously I was looking at that. I heard and then seen, and thankfully the ball boy was all right. But I think they got a bit of a shock, as you would, because I think they realised that they would have been crushed there. And wind nearly blew me over twice. And that's even and all as well. Facebook user, I don't think it's the same person, but let us know who you are when you say
that. Carly, the Facebook user who's nearly been blown over twice, I would imagine, be Charlie Woff.
No, it could be. But
being strong wind of an early blue jolly, or what?
Remember, if you're watching on Facebook and Twitter, please do share the show, because obviously we're having trouble with YouTube tonight. It's an absolute nightmare. Don't know what's up with that, but it just went off today when we gone live.
I mean, if you're on Facebook and you're sending messages, put your name on first. Yeah, and then write the message.
That's if you're watching from the Heed Army gated group, not the page. So there we go. We've got a Facebook user, Big Coat, definitely making a wink. Paul Doolan has put Steely sat in my seat.
I did as well.
Oi, Paul. He says, comes off the island and pinches me seat.
York has put it was a bit annoying the game yesterday. Shame. It wasn't the team didn't want to play. Frankie Hill is one of the Facebook users, and so is Mr. Luke is on here as well. In there, Peter Walton has texted us, absolutely rained for months everywhere. That's totally out of anyone's control. It is. It's the real one. We've got David Evans has put evening gents, Wembley bus booked first round on Mickey for the Welsh. David, that's if he finds the right people. He might just go and give random drinks to other people, because
I'll probably give it to Mark Carruthers' dad first. I look forward to seeing him at Box Park. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But, well, Patrick's comment from earlier, just saying about Macclesfield, yeah, fearing the worst. Yeah, I met some Macclesfield fans after the game, and they said at least we didn't get embarrassed. You know, they were fearing the worst. And we weren't sure, Mickey, if some actually left. Then after the second goal, we could see them going out the exit, didn't we? And it was like, they're surely not leaving. You know. Now, anyway, great win, great day. It's obviously been soured by this week, but hey, brilliant, absolutely brilliant to be going back.
Also, as well, I'll get this while we're talking in the background. There is a great deal from Dawson and Sanderson. I'm going to get it up and share the picture.
It's an overnight stay, isn't it?
Overnight stay and rail travel next in a Wembley hotel. £145, I believe, or £149. I'll get it here. Second, I'll save the picture and then upload it.
Who was the last club to get to get two FA Trophy finals on the top?
Grays Athletic.
A few years back, that mind. That's going back a bit.
See, I have texted somebody at the club to ask if someone from Dawson and Sanderson would like to come on and talk about this, because I think it'd be good.
It's a decent deal, that, like, yeah.
Oh, I'm wrong thing. That's a video. I don't want to be doing that.
Oh, so I need to plug something as well, but I'll do that a bit later on.
Oh, okay. Hey.
No, not like that.
It's called the modium.
Anyone's going to have a party or a thingy and they're looking for somewhere, the Allergene Club.
Yeah, well, we've got
said I'd give them a mention.
Good. Well, we've got the poster up from Dawson and Sanderson, FA Trophy Final 2024, rail travel from Newcastle, one night stay, 10th of May, so that's the day of the final, in a twin room, sharing room only, and it's for two people, and it works out at £145 each, and there's the phone number as well. So well done to Dawson and Sanderson for getting that arranged, and I'm sure if there's another one in the offing, they'll be trying to get a similar deal as well if they can get in place. But we'd love to get them on to talk to them.
We should say well done to Solihull as well. That's first appearance at Wembley, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, well done.
Well done. You know, we're good supporters. We admire what they've done as well. So it could technically be a very good final. Two good football teams.
Two good football sides. So it'll probably piss down and blow a gale.
be nil nil and that'll be it.
Be worse than Halifax. Again.
It can it get worse than Halifax, surely? Well done, Sully Hull.
We've got a message here. Stephanie's put on Twitter. Yeah, some people still, obviously, if you are joining us on Facebook and Twitter, we are having troubles with YouTube. Steve Fonfield's put, hello, boys. So he has joined us, so he is hello, watching. So we've got Dr. Doom in with us now. And this will be getting uploaded to YouTube afterwards. For some reason, I don't know what it is, but YouTube will not broadcast this evening for us. So, yeah. May 10th is the Friday, so you go down the day before. Travel back day of on the 11th. So yeah, apologies about that. Just so exciting. We're going to Wembley again, everybody. Right, we have got a little competition. We've got some prizes. We've got a hat. One second. I'll get it on full screen for me for this one. We've got two prizes to give away. We have a Heed Army bobble hat. There you go. Not a Heed Army one. Get a football club courtesy of Dave Allen. So there we go. So we have a hat to give away on the show. And not only that, Mickey's been at it again. And he has...
I have the Macclesfield programme signed by Rob, Louis and Mags.
So there we go. A bit of history there for you. So if you'd like to enter that, I will show you how to do so. I don't know how I came up with this name for to enter the competition. Remember, you have to be able to pick this up from the next home game from the commentary desk. And this is the what you have to type in the chat. Send us a message.
You have to put your name in as well.
You have to put your name in, yes. It's Cry Tommy Cry. I'm not interested in anybody, but if you do cry, you might make the pitch wet. So if you would like to win the hat and sign program, you have to be able to pick it up from the commentary desk on a match day. Please let us know if you're going to be messaging in from the I don't know if the Facebook users might have to go to the Face Heed Army podcast live page to watch.
But if they just put the name and then hashtag cry Tommy cry, then we'll know the names.
It should do. We'll see if it works that way, but I'm not too sure it will. It may just bring up Facebook user, but remember to put your name in with the cry Tommy cry. So just an amazing time, really, Wembley. But it's just been soured somewhat, hasn't it, just a little bit.
Especially if we don't know when our actual next game is going to be.
Hey, but look, I think one of you lads might have mentioned it is a purple patch for Gateshead Football Club. If you know, we won the National League North champions. You know, second time to being at Wembley. You know, in the playoffs. Well, potentially in the playoffs. That's an amazing achievement. The last few years have been incredible as a Gateshead fan. We've been supporting the club 30 years and never seen anything like this.
If you just start supporting from when we got relegated, demoted, and you've watched since 2019, 2020. Wow, you lucky bugger! Because me and Mickey and Davey used to look like supermodels when we first started, and this is what happens to you. You get worn down.
I had the hair of a Greek god down my back. Look at it now.
And Mickey's only 25.
Well, if I'm 25, that makes you about 15.
Just had a whole cape around. But honestly, it's been amazing. Like that, you've got to pinch yourself, really, and what really is happening here. Well, I mean, we're going to Wembley, you know what I mean? There's clubs out there, lots of clubs who've never been, haven't been for 30 years, and we're going for the second consecutive season. It's ridiculous. Yeah. You know,
I mean, obviously last year you thought if we can keep some of those players, the Werns and Ed Francis and you know, the likes, we were like, oh God, you know, we could be competitive next year. And the season started and you were like, oh, still this, we'll get in the playoffs. And then as the seasons went along, it's like, we're in the playoffs still. We're in the playoffs still. All the trophies coming around. You know, and it's just been a case of just every week it's been yeah, we're in a chance. Still in a chance.
I mean, we're waiting for the bubble burst, so to speak.
Aye. As Gator fans, we are, though, because that's what we're used to, you know what I mean?
It's known as the kick in the nuts in the trade.
Well, I mean, in January, it felt like, I didn't know, it felt like, oh, this is it. Here's the kick in the nuts, but no.
Yeah, he has the kick in the gonads.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think the manager commented, didn't he, on Saturday, it's been a tough season. It has been a tough season, really.
Well, here's another positive. I mean, obviously the games that we've got to play in such a short space of time is a concern. Yeah. But we've got a fully fit squad this year, and we've got players in abundance. We've got a squad that can be rotated. Will it be uber competitive? Who is at this stage in the season when they've got to play so many games in the stage? But if you can get a team out and the ethos, and I think if you listen to Rob and Mags and Louis, the players that have come in, and you hear there was a little team talk after the game on Saturday. It's like if you've played 10 minutes or you haven't even played yet, you're still playing an integral part in all of this. And it doesn't matter if you play one game this season or if you've played 40, you are just as important. So, you know, these players aren't just sitting on the edges waiting. They know they're going to get a chance, and they're being loved, as it were. You know, they're being a part of it, which is fantastic. We've got Luke Robinson's got there heading to Fylde tomorrow. That's if it's on. You all join us. There is a 10 o'clock pitch inspection tomorrow, but we know there is a lot of bad rain in the northwest. Caroline. Caroline Self has put, you look like you've aged well, lads. Vintage. So good wine. We've aged well. No, we're all vinegar here, Peter. We're all vinegar.
Well, it's steely, I would think. Yeah, we'll get a bit grey around the gills. But
Can I say, by the way, I think also just on the bigger picture stuff here, I think the National League have to look at themselves a little bit about the fixtures and the length of the season. I mean, why couldn't this? Can't now, because obviously, you know, the playoffs and the final. But like next season, why not just have that bit of buffer, have another week?
Well, I think it's because of the European Championships, isn't it? And Wembley's going to be used for the build-up, and Champions League final.
But next season, there's
a lot of moving cogs in this engine this season, and unfortunately for us, it's going to be very tight for us. But here's a situation for you, lads. Say if Bromley win their next 2-3 games, that makes it impossible for us to get into third place. It might not be mathematically possible, but it makes it very hard. If you're Rob Elliott, do you go, right, we've qualified, if we have qualified in the next couple of games, do you go, right, well, let's just rotate the squad, play a few youngins, get the season, just get to the end of the season and play our strongest squad in the games that
I count? See, get the points needed first.
Yeah.
Try to get the points you need first to secure a playoff spot, and then start fanning on with the team. Don't fan you on with the team first. Play your strongest lineup to try and get the results. Get the results and then go for it. If you can, I think personally, if you want a winning run, the games can't come quick enough.
True. Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, we're sitting here panicking, but I mean, them players will be chomping at the bit to play.
Yeah.
And if, I mean, look, the Ruba fit, we know they are, they've had a season of it, they're well conditioned to what footballers were at this level many years ago. You know, the well-oiled machine, so to speak, and they look after themselves. So if they, you know, they go through intense training sessions and things like that, they're just not going to train. They're well-drilled, they'll have, you know, the meetings on how to, what they're going to do tactically and stuff like that. But they're fit enough to get through these games, and, you know, if they're playing every other couple of games. And another thing as well, I mean, I know you hear Premier League managers complaining about having 2 games in a week, but we've got a lot of young players as well, so there is a bit of longevity in them legs. Yes, we're at the end of the season, but it's not all doom and gloom.
Does home advantage come into it as well? Because if you finish fourth and fifth, you'll be at home in the
quarterfinal. In the quarterfinal of the playoffs. Semi-final would be away.
If you were if you got yourself into a position where you're like guaranteed fourth or fifth, I think you maybe could look at some rotational players, squad players in the last game. But yeah, because, you know, that's, yeah, if it's in the bank, let's put it that way.
Exactly, but we could be sitting here this time next week, sitting in third. You just never know. You know what I mean? But
we could be approaching probably the Aldershot game.
Yep.
Lads, this time next week we'll be watching the Fylde game.
Yeah.
No, Fylde will be in the morning, Aldershot will be in the evening.
It's getting that way, I tell you. Oh, hey, we're not the only ones though. Halifax Town, they're you know, they've got a pitch which is
going to see true condition.
Truro got exactly what we went through when the pitch died.
Well, look at Dunstan. Dunstan's had to play all over. It was a Belper Town that a home game at. Also as well, I mean, the Northern League is decimated. You know, you've got to think of these little clubs, they're getting really put through the ringer, and they won't extend their season in the FA at all, which is disgusting, considering they have no... there's nothing that's going to affect the higher leagues.
I think there's a few jobs as well.
Yeah.
I wonder what odds you would have had if next Thursday, obviously playing Aldershot, and then the following week, midweek as well, playing Aldershot. So Aldershot travel 3 consecutive weeks, midweek up the gates. I shouldn't laugh. It wasn't funny for them yesterday, by all means. But that'd be a bit harsh. Anyway.
Since we've got here, obviously, two games earlier in the season would give that buffer at the end of the season. I don't think it would have at this stage because of what's happened with the weather. It's just been that bad.
I was going to say, wasn't there some Northern League games cancelled at the end of August because of the rain?
Yeah, had a torrid time, didn't it? So it's just been one of them horrific years for weather. Gavin Rudd's put National League should have a contingency plan for fixture pile-up. I know, but
we're expecting the National League committee to have common sense, and when have the National League ever had common sense? If it was hanging off the frigging nuts, man.
You see, I mean, I was thinking today about certain aspects of what the National League could do, because if they don't want to extend it, and they don't, do they really want a team playing twice in 24 hours? Is it a good look for the National League? Probably not.
Probably not.
So I was thinking to myself, on the extreme end, what if tomorrow Fylde can't put the game on, and then they're forced to void the game, so they forfeit the game? I can't see that happening, but where do you draw the line? Because Aldershot could kick up and then go, well, hang on a second, they did it last week, you know? But there's a rolling effect, then we could go, well, Fylde did it the week before as well, so it's... It's dangerous territory, and
they draw the line in the sand type of thing.
And there's got to be something done either way. I'm not saying forfeit game, so that's not, I say that was just an extreme thought, but where can it go?
I mean, like tomorrow night's game, right? So we know it's in doubt. Obviously, Fylde probably have a much better idea. They're probably looking now thinking this isn't going to be get played. So it sounds quite harsh, but why don't you say, why play behind a closed doors tomorrow night at another venue, you know, Fleetwood, whoever. I appreciate that's not as easy as that, you know. I
think there might be a little bit of politics as well around Fylde, because obviously the money was put in them as a FU to Blackpool, as it were. I don't think Fleetwood are probably on the greatest terms with them. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But it's...
Well, when we went up in the early 90s, we finished second behind Colne Dynamos. And Colne Dynamos, their ground wasn't good enough to go in the conference, and they had all this big money. And they approached Blackburn Rovers, who at the time were a second division team. And Blackburn was scared because obviously Colne had all this money and the up and coming non-league team, and they said no, we won't have it. So it was a case of politics coming into it, local politics. So
Just before we go any further, of course, if you have joined us, and we're not on YouTube tonight for some reason, it just isn't broadcasting. I don't know why. Bit knocked by it, to be honest, because of a pretty big show tonight after what's happened this week on the pitch and off the pitch. So if you would like to tell anybody that the show is here, and also we will be uploading it to YouTube and pushing it as well. So it's just very unfortunate that this has happened, and we do apologize. Say it's out of our control, but there is a prize tonight in a draw. So if you want to put in Cry Tommy Cry in reference to nobody, you can win a I'll get it here, I'll hold it up again. You can win a Bubble hat. There you go. Yes.
Ah.
And I'll get Mickey, I'll get him on full screen. There we go.
Ooh.
Signed program from the Macclesfield game with the all the coaches on there. So nice prize for everyone. So cry. And also as well, because we had such a really bad start, we'd better say thank you to our sponsors, Northern Print Solutions, and our partners at Patrick. And as I say, Patrick, they were at the game. They put up a great video as well, documenting the day, but also hit that subscribe button. We've been rocketing up. I think we were at 817. Of course, we're not on YouTube and I'm saying subscribe. So, but if you're watching this on the replay, get into that.
I'll tell you what, everything's turned. The last 2 days, everything's turned dust,
it? Yeah, it has. Right.
We're getting the support as we expected, you know what I mean? We can't have it all good.
We've got some important stuff to talk about now.
My goodness. Mickey, do you want to break the news here, Mickey? Who's top?
Tabitha is top still.
Steely. Yeah. I look back at the podcast. Trina got it wrong. It was me who said 2-1.
No, get it. We thought Trina said 2-1.
I thought it was me.
No, she put 3-0.
Mickey's gone at the third. Mickey.
Yeah, so Mickey's in third. Tabitha is still top of the table. She's pulling clear as well. She's 6 points clear. Go on, Tabitha. I'm in joint ninth now. Steely's making a move up there, and so is Mickey. So I'm going to have to get a good prediction in for Failed and for...
I'm going to pick each for Failed.
Right, so if you want to get your predictions in...
For what?
P's each.
PP.
Postponed.
Postponed.
hi. Well, right. Obviously, because we're not on YouTube, if you want to get yours in and you are watching on the Facebook group, put your name with your predictions for the next two games. So I'll go with mine first. I'm going to go 2-1 to Gateshead against Fylde tomorrow night. And I'm going to go 2-0 against Maidenhead for Gateshead.
Me next. I'll go 1-2 to Fylde.
Yep.
And I'll say 3-1 against Maidenhead.
It's quite interesting, isn't it? The original, David, you went for a draw at Fylde, but tonight you've gone for a win. I'm going for a draw as well. I'm going for 1-1 as well, Mickey, against Fylde. I'm going for a narrow 1-0 win on Saturday. So 1-1 tomorrow night and 1-0 on Saturday.
And also as well, just before we go any further, get your predictions in. We'll be reading them out for Johnny Greer to get together. You would have seen that I didn't get, because you may have noticed I'm in a different background here. I'm at my mum's house. She's just got out of hospital tonight, so I wasn't going to make it home. So I brought my stuff here to do the show. So if anyone wants to give her some love, give a thumbs up and a heart in the chat. She's back home happily now. But
get well soon, Susie.
She
was going to be watching on YouTube, but obviously it went off. That's how I realized. I said, there was some stellar work done. I mean, even by Rob, by Carl, there was pictures of them taking the water off the pitch, and say that a friend of the show and a lovely lad, awful dress sense though. But Simon Lowry's put amazing yesterday. Everyone worked their socks off. They certainly did. Even Mark, God, I was shocked. Even Mark Walton was doing work. That's how important it was.
Hats off to everybody who helped get the water off. These were phenomenal. That includes you as well, Simon.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've seen Simon work.
He looks great leaning against the pitchfork, doesn't he? So we've got
a good job, him and Buddy.
Yeah, Gavin Rudd has went 3-0 to the Heed versus Fylde and 2-1 to the Heed against Maidenhead. David Evans has gone 2-1 win tomorrow, 3-0 on Saturday. I've got here, what's that? The game is not going ahead tomorrow. Looks
feeling. Do you get points for that?
No, Patrick's always.
I think I should get a bonus point for pays each.
Patrick's always went 1-1 at Fylde and 4-1 at Maidenhead. Two nil at Fylde, says Mason. Luke Robinson is going for 1-1 or PP at Fylde. and it is, oh, that's Mr. Luke, of course, in 3-0 gated at Maidenhead. And we've also got, he's went 4-0 against Maidenhead, says Mason Ford. Luke Robinson's put get well soon. I'll tell me, ma'am, that. And there's another Facebook user said get well soon. Christopher Stories went 1-1 failed tomorrow, 3-1 on Saturday to Gateshead at Maidenhead. We've got Trina. She's got 3-2 to the Heed and 2-1 to the Heed at Maidenhead. Caroline Silver's put get well soon, Davies, ma'am. Thank you very much. And we've got for failed 2-1 for Darren. Poppy says 5-1 to the Heed, Liv says 3-1, and Tabitha says 3-2. We need them Maidenhead ones as well, Darren. Get them in and get well soon. So thank you very much for them messages. My mum, I love her. So it's nice to have you all sending in messages. Once again, apologies that we're not on YouTube. As I say, if people are trying to send in their We've got messages on Twitter here. Steve Farnfield, hotel and train booked for the trophy final. Hotel booked for the playoff. Not sure if it's on Saturday or the Sunday. It's on the Sunday the 5th, that one. And there's a couple other ones. Could we play Solihull in both the trophy and playoff finals? It could happen. It could happen. Steve Farnfield's also put here, if we do make both finals, and only win one, which one would you want, promotion or the trophy? Oof.
Promotion's always going to be the one for me.
Promotion. Yeah.
You're still picking up the trophy, aren't you?
It's worth more money for a start.
Yeah.
If you get relegated the following season, you get parachute payments.
Yeah.
York City got relegated and then went to the trophy final, didn't they?
Mills. Stephanie's stats is when 2-2 failed and 2-1 at Maidenhead, and she's also put get well soon. And Steve Farnfield has put 1-0 to the Heed, 1-0 to the Heed, 1-0 to the Heed, 1-0 to the Heed, 1-0 to the Heed for all of the remaining games for the season. So he's he's nailing his colours to the mast there.
Steve's on a real positive run here at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, yes,
I think his synatogen's too strong for him, Steely.
Promotion, then data will be on EA Sports FC FIFA game. Oof, we'll be in there.
Hey, who would have thought that? Good.
EA Sports. I wonder if they scan the commentator to sit in the stand, like.
Great. Seagulls screaming in the corner.
Yeah, we've got more messages. Best wishes to me, ma'am.
I was very, very proud of you, Davey. The National League tweeted out today one of the gated goals, and it was your commentary. It's Davey's commentary on a national tweet. That's cool.
I was on ITV as well, 10 T's on Monday. Yeah, so I was looking gorgeous on there. So
were you just chatting about the game?
Yeah. So, nice. Thankfully, the tears.
So chat to you before the game, did they?
Sorry?
I had a chat to you before the game.
No, after the game. Luckily, I didn't make a fool of myself. I did make a fool of myself today. Right, I got a little side story for you. Right, so Elaine was at a craft group that she goes to on a Wednesday morning, and the kids were in the living room, and I just like, you know, because at Christmas, you know, the song Felix Navidad, right?
Yeah.
Well, we wish you a Merry Christmas. Yeah, so they were sitting all quiet in the living room, and I burst in and I sang that, and they both jumped out the skin. It was like, Felix Navidad, right? And they jumped out the skin. Right, so I goes into the kitchen and carries on singing it, doing a silly dance. Like, I was going, Felix Navidad. There's only the Spanish woman from down the street was knocking on the back window.
what
did she join in?
No, she just looked at us. She's a lovely woman, but she's very blunt and to the point. She goes, Is she in? I was like, no. And she goes, right, I'll be back. So there we go.
So you did see when it's just come west.
No, I didn't.
Listen to Miggy.
I know. You didn't realise you had such an eloquent tongue, did you? We've got Wembley the next season and win the Papa John's. Yeah. In the Papa John's here.
And we've got the pizza trophy.
Adios, enjoy your evening. I don't know if that was before I told that story or not. promotion for me is financial rewards would help Gateshead much more. Certainly yeah. would. Look, what a conversation to be in though, isn't it? What a topic. You know, what would you rather take? I mean, obviously you always want promotion, but I mean, Christ, me, Mickey and Steely, the FA Trophy, no bones about it. It's the pinnacle of
been the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
It's been ever since 93 when we got knocked out of Guppy that day. And Vanessa probably be jumping around thinking that Stevie Guppy song, but since that day I've always wanted to win the trophy. We've come close.
Yeah.
Got knocked out at semi finals, got the final, got beat off Halifax. There's nothing nothing stopped me or Solihull winning it, to be fair. But
yeah,
I think realistically as well, just felt the thing that we could win at some stage. You know, we never really thought we'd get promoted. You know, we'd all want promotion, of course we do, and but we never really felt that we're going to get promoted to the Football League. I've never really. I know, some of you will disagree with that.
I said in that interview to Simon Rourke, I said, this must be what it feels like to be a real Madrid fan because it doesn't happen to Gateshead. And he went, well, it does because you're there twice already. So, like, for the second year in a row. And I'm like,
oh, yeah. I know, but we've stood on terraces in FA Cup ties, second, third qualifiers. We've stood on the terraces singing, tell me, mommy, well, we're going to Wetherby. Just because we're going to fish and chips afterwards. That's what we used to sing.
That was what we won. We're going to get some chips.
We're going to get some overpriced small fish and chips from Wetherby. We've got David Evans. But where did you think you'd finish at the start of the season? I honestly thought top 10.
I thought about 11th or 12th, yeah. I thought 11th or 12th. Round about then. Doing reasonable, but yeah.
Yeah.
I thought when we're saying Wern, Francis and Whelan, I thought we were in with a chance of being in the playoffs. I thought we'd finish maybe 7th, 8th or 9th around that area. I thought we'd flirt with the playoffs, but maybe drop out.
Yeah.
But I had full faith in... I said to yous, if Wern was the main catalyst for us to sign in the summer, and if you got him, you'd probably get Whelan and Francis, and that's the way it worked.
It did, aye, that's right. Yeah.
It did.
We got Booty over the line early on as well, didn't we, in the summer. And that was
I've got to see why we're saying that. Booty come on and had a cracking game.
He did.
Yeah.
So I thought Marcus did well when he came on as well. He held it up well in the conditions. Vanessa's put really, it's really special for you. Really deserved this season experience. Your experience last year will be a massive advantage this time. I think it will. I think even in the terraces, I think we can go in and relax and not just be that overawed again. You know, because it does. I'm not like, I'll tell you now. Yeah. I'll go in and be overawed again. I'll be like, wow, this is.
Yeah. You know,
in a gated top.
But that first time is a bit like that, isn't it? So Solihull will feel that. They'll go and be like, oh my God, look at this. You know?
Yeah.
Especially when you see your club crest on the side of Wembley.
Oh,
it's unbelievable that.
It is. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's
Hebby's a big gated fan, as you all know. And he says it seems more going this year feels more enjoyable than last year, because I think last year we all thought that we didn't think we'd beat Barnet because of the squad we had.
Yeah.
Even though we're 3-0 up, we went to penalties, and before the game, I was fearing the worst. And we got to Wembley and it was like a huge bonus because we'd stayed up.
Yeah.
This time I think it's going to be more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really do.
yeah. Of course, want to go in there and win, but for me, the win is getting there as well. But you know, we're competitive this year. As last year, it was just a massive, as you say, a bit of a bonus. It was nice,
especially when they took when Stockport took pie.
Yeah.
Oh,
my. Well, at the end of the day, you don't want to get
as well, didn't it?
Yeah, you don't want to get beaten in the semis, do you? Yeah, obviously you don't want to lose in the final, but at least you're there. You've had the occasion. You've had the, you know.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It's what you want.
I mean, it's not a given we're going to go and do there and win for, because Solihull's a bloody good side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we saw that just last month when they beat us 3-2, right?
Oh, Mason Ford said he can't go this year. Gutter. Oh, it's a shame. We've got one here. Question for all three of you. Is this the best season in Gates FC history? I think under the circumstances, losing Mike and the players, it's a no-brainer for me. I think it's...
I'm not just saying this. I think this is the biggest golden period since we dropped into non-league football.
Yeah. Has to be. I mean, here's another one for you.
The last 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's another one for you. Not that I wanted to put any pressure on him or anything like that, but if Greg Olley lifts a trophy at Wembley this season, is he arguably the greatest player to play for Gated? For what he's done through the club, leading the club.
If he's the first captain to pick up a trophy, by all means, but he is a fantastic player.
He is.
Yeah, I'm sure you've got the likes of Ernie Curry and a few others who say that half of this team probably couldn't hold a candle to Ingham and Callander.
Oh, of course, but in living memory, you know, for most of the fans,
non-league sort of days, basically.
Yeah. Honest, if they win it, they'll go down as heed legends forever.
Oh yeah. Well, look how fondly we look at the lads that made it to Wembley the last two
seasons. Turnbull,
yeah,
Marwood, Harlem, are still big heroes of all of ours.
Graham Pearson, Ollie is stuck by the club too. He has.
That's
part of it, the story of it. Regardless of what happens at the end of the season, you know, Greg has led the club.
I think Greg's twice. Doesn't matter what happens.
Yeah, he's won a league. He's stuck with the club through the bad times, and even from his first game, you know, that goal away to Maidenhead, he was under the radar signing, and he started as he went on, and he's never looked back.
And I suspect clubs were looking for him because, you know, he is such a good player. So, you know, to show his loyalty, was it last sort of summer before, and we thought, oh, we might lose Ollie here to someone big, but
yeah,
he seems a very happy guy, doesn't he? He seems happy.
Definitely. Right, we're going to, before we go into the ladies, we're going to draw the prize now. So if you would like to enter the Cry Baby Cry. Now, I'm looking at this. It's like 11 entries there that it's been picked up. So I think it might not have picked up the ones on the Facebook group because it has
been. We'll wait for the next podcast then when we're live on air.
Like proper. Yeah.
And give everyone a chance because there's loads of people who are.
It's just not going. Lots of people, because I've seen more than that pop up on the
chat. Everyone okay with that?
Yeah, we'll put that out to the crowd. Is everyone all right with that? And of course, we'll rectify it and maybe add to the prize as well on the show. Let us know if you're
right. We're gonna chance to put the show in because we don't know what days we're playing next week.
I think we're going to have to take sleeping bags to the stadium, aren't we?
We're making it live from the stadium.
Every night's a football game.
Yeah, we are getting thumbs up, and yeah, good idea about us winning the prize.
Give some of the regulars a chance.
As I say, massive thank you. That has everyone come on. We've got good numbers for people coming over, you know, with the problems that we had. So we'll do that. But Mickey, we didn't realise we were already at an hour. We should have mentioned this earlier on, but how did the ladies get on this weekend?
The ladies got beat 4-0. Unfortunately, I wasn't there. By the time I'd found the postcode out and we got sent to a housing estate, and then we couldn't find where it was, and then it was a 15-minute walk, and then we got stuck in a traffic jam. So we just went for a Sunday lunch in the end. It was ten past two and we still hadn't even hit the ground. So
and that Sunday lunch looked bloody good.
I'm gutted because I wanted to see the lasses play out. I haven't played for about a month, bless them. But we always knew it was going to be a difficult game. It's nice to see young Grace, who come up from the under-16s, had got man of the match. Congratulations to her, and well done to Shaw Hoagie for getting player of the month as well. She's been absolutely outstanding all season, Shaw. For player of the season as well, to be honest, her, Sharpie. There's a few nominees, but they've all played well.
It's actually quite a decent performance. I mean, Sunderland have been turning over everybody. They haven't lost a game this season. So, you know,
as goes as well. I think it's something like 25 games, won 25.
Yeah. And you've got to remember the things that sit there, you know.
Disposal. I mean, apparently there was more coaches than players.
Was there? Wow. We've got more messages coming in. We've got definitely promotion back to the Football League. It was taken away 3 years before I was born. My dad told me the full scandal. We've got Steve Farnfield's, but we'll be running around Wembley with promotion and the trophy, having won both. I'm still thinking he's been hacked, you know. Something off there.
I don't know what Sandra's putting in his tea, but Sandra, by all means, keep doing it, love.
Yeah, definitely. You should have done it years ago. he's put, don't forget Mark Hine and Dion Raitt, I think, for the best players ever to play for games.
I like Tiny.
Oh, yeah, there's another little bit of news for the ladies. Of course, Hugo has stepped down from his...
I forgot about you. Yeah. I'm absolutely devastated. I absolutely think the world of Hugo... The man with the shiniest legs in football. You've got any idea, lads? I don't know what his trick is. But he turns up and he's short and his legs just glisten.
Are you telling me that someone's got better legs than Matty Pearson?
I would say Hugo definitely beats Matty Pearson.
Because Matty Pearson, them red shorts in all weathers.
Hugo knows when he's getting cold, he puts his pants on, but I'm absolutely devastated. But I fully understand the reasons why, personal reasons, and I wish him all the best. He couldn't be a nicer guy, and I can only thank him for what he's done for the lasses. He always comes and talks to everyone who's there, says hello, how you doing, and I wish him nothing but the best, and I hope you get well soon, Hugo, I really do.
Yeah, we'll send out our love to Hugo and we've come to the end of the show. Started off with a little bit of a damn squib because of didn't even mean that one. Obviously because of the YouTube problem, but we will upload this to YouTube and on to.
Can I just say this though, lads, for me, Dad? If you've got any parties about 150, maybe it's 175, and you're looking for a venue, it could be for a wake, christenings, blah, 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 get in touch with the A1 Aladdin Club in Aladdin. It's getting a bit tight for them, and they're looking for a few people to hopefully book the concert room there and get some money into the club. If anyone's going to book a do, give that A1 Aladdin a ring.
Promotion party.
Yeah, could be. Get all the players in. I mean, the beer's quite cheap in the Aladdin Club. So if you're affiliated and you fancy a pint, get yourself to the Aladdin Club.
Yeah. Get yourself support local. Right, lads. We start with the doom and gloom. We got more doom and gloom, but we got out of it. We're going to Wembley. We're going to Wembley, everybody.
How soon? I mean, you start with hitting the coming down with the thump.
Yeah, well, look, a month today, if you're travelling down before with Dawson and Sanderson, you'll be just 10 hours away from getting really excited.
Wow.
Also, 10 years since we went the first time.
Is that right? Is that yeah?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, yeah. On that note, everybody, we're going to end it there. And hopefully we'll be back on YouTube. We'll look into why that didn't work. I've got a feeling I've just had a realization. No, it shouldn't have. Because we didn't go live with the broadcast yesterday. I was wondering if that might have, but that shouldn't have. That would be a right. Could imagine if that had happened for a commentary. That would have been a right stinker, wouldn't it? But yeah, anyway.
Well, absolutely. TV would love you.
Oh, they would. Well, no, it would work for them. The commentary would work for them, but it wouldn't go out on what I call it. But Kevin Rudd has put Wembley again, and we've got to see you all at Wembley.
Still, tell me, mommy, mom,
who would be
Bumpty? Bye, Wembley again, ole, ole.